I'm Kyle Hughes, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor, where I will put principle over politics. In March of 2020, our freedom was stolen from us all. As Wisconsinites and Americans, we need to unite over the restoration of freedom. If the elected haven't served us in protecting our liberty for the past 2 years, what makes us think they will in the future? For 2 years, I have traveled Wisconsin, educating and inspiring its residents on the laws. I will continue to do so as your next Lieutenant Governor and give government back to the people.
I'm Kyle Hughes.
By now, you know all about the awesome pillows Mike Lindell created at MyPillow. Well, when it comes to slippers, robes, and towels, they've got you covered as well, and it's all on sale right now when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Mrs. Regular Joe has one of their ladies' robes and loves the relaxed fit, the deep front pockets, and the super luxurious Supima cotton. And right now, you get 30% off with promo code REGULARJOE. Then there are the deals on their soft-to-the-touch but not lotiony feeling bath towels. Right now, their six-piece towel sets are buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free for six-piece towel sets. Or you can buy their individual MyPillow bath sheets and receive 50% off with your promo code. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and enter promo code Regular Joe. Or call 1-800-648-3665. 1-800-648-3665 and use promo code Regular Joe.
Welcome back to the Regular Joe Show. I am your guest host, Steve Schrader, filling in for the unassignment Joe. I want to read a couple of texts before I get back to the phones here. One of them is in regards to merchandise. It says, Steve, can you have Nina's Beautiful Things Boutique carry some more Let's Go Brandon shirts in men's sizes? I think the message has been sent to Shannon, so we'll definitely talk to her about that. From Greg, you know, he talked about, his text said, Trump's safe was empty and the White House wasn't aware of the raid. A great example for why the FBI needs to be dissolved. Absolutely true. Again, Joe Biden, how do you know he's lying? His lips are moving, okay? For him to, believe me, you know how these things work. There is no way an unprecedented raid of a former president's home is going to happen and the president of the United States, in name, Joe Biden, is not going to be aware of it. Now, he may not remember it. That's a different question. But, of course, the FBI is going to say, oh, by the way, just want you to know, Sleepy Joe, we're going to raid Mar-a-Lago. So for him to say, well, no, separation of powers, we have nothing to do with that, and no, we weren't. Of course they were. Of course they were. And it's a great distraction in an election year, especially when you've got monkeypox and all this kind of stuff that we're supposed to be, you know, terrified of. Absolutely, absolutely crazy. We've got a bunch of calls on this. Let's go to line two. Lewis, on the road. Lewis, welcome to the Regular Joe Show.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for a wonderful show.
Thank you, Lewis. You're very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. I am deeply concerned about this raid on President Trump's house. This obviously is politically motivated, and it tears my heart apart. We do not live in a free country in America anymore because of the fact that we did not have, in 2020, that was a rigged election. And because we do not have voter integrity, we don't have freedom. And I think that that's kind of a hard truth for us to understand. It shows how important this election is. And I hope and I pray that that we will drain this swamp and that we will get a justice system and an FBI that isn't corrupt anymore, because we deserve that as Americans. And I just think this is so wrong on many levels. I do believe that Rebecca Clayfish has great potential because she has sued the WEC, the Wisconsin Elections Committee, which is also corrupt as hell.
Oh,
and
sure.
I salute her and I respect her for that, and I thank her. And I'm also a big proponent of Brent Jacobson. I think he's done great things in Mosinee as mayor there and has been extremely involved and is a wonderful grassroots candidate. But our elections have consequences, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do, Lewis. And think about this. I mean, I started to talk about the list, but think about everything that Donald Trump has had to endure. Okay, he never had to do this in the first place. Okay, the guy was a billionaire. He could have spent his time between Mar-a-Lago and his golf courses all across the world. He would have still been the darling of the media and just about everybody because of The Apprentice and everything else. So look at what politics has cost Donald Trump. And again, I'm not trying to make people feel sorry for Donald Trump. He's a billionaire former president. But, I mean, think about it for a second, Lewis. He's given up his privacy. Being despised by the media and the left. He's had his business hurt from it. Remember when the PGA pulled events from his country clubs over, you know, whatever kerfuffle that the left had at the time, whether it was impeachment or anything else. You know, his hotels have come under attack. I mean, the amazing part about it is that he continues to fight. And you're right, Lewis. I mean, this election is so important. If we don't elect politicians who will put the power back in the hands of the people, we're becoming a banana republic, and it's pretty scary.
No, your point's extremely well taken.
And by the way, I appreciate the call, Lewis. Take care out there, and make sure that you probably have voted already, but make sure you get out and vote. But Ron Johnson, same thing. Appreciate the call, Lewis. Thank you very much. I'll get to Attila. I'll get to you here in a second. But look, Ron Johnson has had to put up with the same type of stuff. Here's a guy who is a successful businessman, didn't like the direction. He said he was scared to see where the country was going. Now, when he decided to run for this third term, he said, you know, the first time I ran because I was scared of what was happening to the republic. This time I'm running, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not using a direct quote. But he said, now I'm terrified for my country's future. And it's absolutely right. You can't. It's not even a two-tiered justice system. It's a three-tiered justice system. Really amazing stuff. Let's get back to the phones. We've got Attila. Attila, welcome to the Regular Joe Show. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning. Good morning, Wisconsin, and good morning, America. But, it's enraging. What you have going on is trying to influence a future election by creating the illusion that President Trump did something wrong. And I call him the president because I don't acknowledge, okay? Like there's this place in Wisconsin, they uncertified it because they don't, like I do, they believe the election was fraud. And that's what I believe, and I don't care. I mean, that's exactly what I believe. But now they're going. Who has been more persecuted than President Trump? Could you imagine if when he got in office, this happened to Obama, and a raid on his house? This is unprecedented. It's disgusting. They're trying to go after Mark Meadow. If these liberals are going after somebody, that means that's a good person, all right? They hate Ron Johnson. They're trying to go after him. He's excellent, by the way. He's my favorite senator. He's really great, and not just because he's from Wisconsin, but because he's a fighter, and he wants to expose the truth. The rats run from the sunlight, the cockroaches. He shed some light on what they're doing, the corruption, and guess what? They're trying to retaliate, and Americans need to rise up in anger and vote these bums out, and we need to get rid of the corruption because that President Trump exposed when he came into office. He showed what a regular common man could do instead of a career politician. He kept his word. That's why we like him. And he didn't lie to our face like a politician. He actually got stuff done. It didn't take an eternity like they want you to believe. And that's the kind of people we need. We need to throw the deep state the hell out. And I want the FBI, the CIA, I want them gone. They need to start the whole thing over with good people and fire them all.
Oh, I agree, Attila. I think, and again, I brought this up on my show over the weekend, and here's and I forget what it was. I was watching Newsmax, and there's a gentleman called the Common Sense Cowboy or whatever, and he talked about, mm-hmm. It really stuck with me, and usually lines don't stick with me as much as this one did, but he said, you know, in 2016, Donald Trump tried to work with the deep state to get things done for the American people, and he found out just how many Republicans were anti-Trump, and which was essentially anti the American people. And now what he said is, if Donald Trump runs and wins in 2024, which I fully expect him to run, and I obviously hope he wins, that he realizes he's got to destroy the deep state. He can't try to make it work with them, because that is obviously not working.
Yeah, you can't work with these people. You have to defeat them, all right? You have to get rid of them. And we need good people who are in support. It used to not be controversial to be pro-American, right? These people are so anti-American, they want America to fail for a globalist thing. You know, America first has become something that they really hate and resent. Well, guess what? We're Americans, and we put ourselves first. You help yourself first. You help your house first before you help someone else. It starts at home, people. Charity starts at home first. And besides that, no one's more giving than America as far as for helping other people. So take that, liberals.
No, you're absolutely right. And did you want to answer the other question of the day as far as who you're supporting today? Or is that something you want to keep personal? Because voting is, by the way, a very personal thing.
Yeah, I'll answer it. I have nothing to worry about. Sure. I'll be voting for Clefish. And of course, I'm for Senator Johnson.
Any thought on your lieutenant governor race? Attila, do I still have you?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the lieutenant governor race?
Yeah, I'm supporting. I'm going down the line there. Eric Toney, I like him for the attorney general.
Okay. Oh, that's all right, Attila. I appreciate the call you had. You had a lot of great points there. So appreciate the phone call. So I want to get into, before we get into the break here, and we're going to be going to the break here shortly. You know what? Actually, Charlie, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to go to the break a little earlier so I can play some more sound bites in regards to the raid, and then get into a couple other subjects of the day. You're listening to The Regular Joe Show. I'm your guest host, Steve Schrader. Back in a minute.
This is The Regular Joe Radio Show.